everybody, welcome back to Afros and Convos.
Hello.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast, follow us on social media at Afros and Convos on IG, email us at Afros and Convos at gmail.com. Check out the website at www.afrosandconvos.com. How is everybody doing?
Wonderful.
Great.
Doing good.
That's great because it is time for the trending combos. And boy, should we have a jam-packed episode today. So who wants to go first?
You seem really excited.
I want to go first.
Whoa, wow. That's a first.
Go ahead.
I mean, I want to go first because I see that one of my fellow hosts like this post that I'm about to talk about. So I want to say it before they take it as their own item.
They're petty. Okay.
Well, I'll do it last. Just build up suspense so y'all don't know who I'm talking about. So first, apparently there is a Oprah Winfrey documentary in the works.
What?
Are y'all excited about that?
Wait, like about her life or what?
I mean, I would think a documentary about Oprah
Winfrey. Oprah done a lot. They could be documentary, like just a snippets of her life. I mean, huh, who's doing it?
Focusing on her life from the beginning of her journalism career to her becoming a black billionaire.
Yeah, see, no. That's why I asked. No, we need before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I feel like it's another one of those things where I feel like I'm kind of obligated to give you my ratings, but I'm really not interested in watching it.
I'm not gonna watch that. That doesn't sound interesting to me for real.
I'll probably watch it.
I would be interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's at Apple TV, so I ain't gonna be watching it anyway. Yeah. So that's my first little tidbit of news. The second thing is, so did you all hear that Jasmine Sullivan is supposed to sing the national anthem during the Super Bowl?
I did see that.
Yeah. And her is supposed to sing America the Beautiful.
I saw that. Oh. Yeah. That's going to be great. That's going to be great.
I'm actually excited about that. I think Jasmine's going to
kill it. She's going to kill it.
Absolutely. And her is going to do a great job, too.
Yeah. I mean, she probably will, but I mean, it's America the Beautiful. Who cares? I mean, I don't even know when they play that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they
unless she like get like J-Lo and start trying to insert all kind of other stuff up in here.
Ooh, J-Lo.
I mean, that's not what my story is. That's not my story. Somebody else will talk about that. So I'm here for that.
Yeah.
That's probably one thing about the Super Bowl that's going to be really entertaining because ain't nobody going to be there. So my last little tidbit of news is, so Ava DuVernay
screw you.
100% saw that X that you had liked this post. No, oh no, I gotta say that first. that Ava DuVernay inked a deal with Spotify to produce exclusive podcasts.
Hmm. That's not that interesting.
It really is though. I think that's gonna be really good. Like I'm really excited to see, and it's plural. So I'm like, I really want to know, even what angle they're gonna take. Are they gonna be like investigative type pieces? Are they gonna be more like regular talking on a weekly basis type pieces? You know, like current events type.
Well,
stuff,
she said it. I would guess it's along the lines of other stuff she's done, which is just black stories, just audio. Like a lot of the pieces.
I mean, but black stories can be told in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah. She has done other pieces that are like non just drama.
Yeah, because she has done investigative stuff. Like 13th was pretty. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't investigative, but that was like,
non drama.
Documentary type thing. Versus like a historical piece of work.
Yeah.
So that who knows what that's gonna be.
I was being salty earlier. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I love everything Ava puts out. I'm just mad Jared got to it before me because she's a butthole.
I mean, look, I'm just aware of my surroundings.
Okay.
So, you can't be mad at me because I was prepared.
Okay, girl.
Okay, yeah, but that's all I got. I'm here for that.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, if she wanted to, like, you know, do a little Afros and Convos, a little Spotify podcast deal, I'd be here for that.
Out of too. Your mouth just to put God's it ear. You know? Girl, if Ava called us talking about she wanted to do a podcast, I'd just quit my job. I'd be like, hey, guys, so Ava wants us. I gotta go. I'm done.
What job?
Girl, oh. I don't know about no job. I was like, wait, you coming for me? I got a job.
No, I'm coming for me. What job?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really exciting.
That's all I got.
Okay, I'm gonna go next. I'm gonna just talk about three things. First, shout out to the new president, Joe Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden. Didn't know his middle name was Robinette. I don't know how to feel about that, but shout out to him. He came in. Robinette, is that not like a feminine name to you?
It's his name. What difference is it against his name?
I mean, hey, shout out to his mom. That's what's up. I was just thrown by it a little bit. But shout out to him. He's coming in, you know, making lots of changes. One of the changes that is being proposed is he's coming for, like, doing a massive immigration overhaul that if, I mean, he has, you know, the Dems run the House and the Senate, so it could definitely happen. But he wants to change the wording from referring to immigrants as aliens to non-citizens, which seems kind of small, but I think it's huge because words matter. And a lot of the immigrant population have been referred to as aliens for years when you talk about the conversation of immigration. So classifying them as and differentiating between citizen and non-citizen, I think is extremely important and really great. And I don't understand why we haven't had that happen up to now, but shout out to him for throwing that in there. Drea, your hands are raised. I choose you.
I have a question. Okay, but so the term alien means something different than like unlawful resident.
Wait.
Yes or no?
Wait, say that again.
Does the term alien mean something different than unlawful resident?
Most people don't know the difference between unlawful and lawful. So everybody that's just not like as an immigrant has been put under the umbrella of alien. But if you're technically speaking, alien is supposed to be referred to as just people that are, yeah, they have an unlawful status of any sort.
So you're saying technically there is or there is not a difference? I don't understand.
Technically there is a difference in terms of connotation. There isn't. Everyone gets lumped under alien that is considered an immigrant. Like if somebody didn't know someone's immigration status and saw them, they would be considered an alien, right? But if you have, like, if someone knows that your, you know, legal status is you have permanent residency, you're on a visa or something like that, some may still refer to you as aliens, but you more than likely wouldn't be referred to as an alien because you have some level of lawful status here.
So the term alien is being changed to what you say?
Non-citizen.
There is no difference. It is just the word alien has become charged. That's it.
Has become and what?
Taking it out, charged, meaning that it is inflammatory. It is
it's a derogatory term or a negative term, rather.
It's not. It's been used as a derogatory term.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So there is no difference.
There is no difference.
Okay.
So with the new term of non-citizen, that still refers to people who are here lawfully and unlawfully. Correct?
Yes, I believe it'll cover everyone. Yeah. Sorry, Dre. Okay. I'm glad Cookie's here because she understands how your brain be working. Because I thought I was tracking, but apparently I wasn't. So that happened. I think that's awesome. So, you know, Donald Trump, former president, left and he said, on my way out, I'm a pardon half of the U.S. And I thought some of the people that he pardoned was very interesting. He pardoned Steve Bannon. He actually pardoned a young man that was from Clarksville, Tennessee, that had some, his name was Chris Young. In 2014, he got basically a third strike and was sentenced to life. And so he got sentenced in 2014 and just got pardoned and released on, was it today or yesterday? So I thought that was cool. But the most notable people that got pardoned for me was a one Little Wayne and another one Kodak Black. What are your thoughts on the two young men being pardoned by Donald?
Well, Lil Wayne is a blatant Trump supporter. And he was supposed to be used to sway the black vote during this past season.
I feel like, girl, no. When I saw this, when I saw that he got pardoned, I said, okay, I ain't even mad at Weezy and Baby.
I feel like Weezy was playing the game. Weezy was playing the game.
I understand. Now listen. Now if I was Trump and I lost the way I lost, I probably wouldn't have pardoned him. Cause I mean, what you gonna do? Yeah. Ain't no contract. We can't contract around this. You can't sue because I didn't pardon you. Yeah. I would have did it because I lost the way I lost. Yeah. But I would have understood Weezy and Baby for trying. Yeah. I ain't even mad at you.
When I saw
go ahead, bro.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, okay. Maybe Weezy knew something we didn't. Okay. It worked in his favor.
Trump trying to run again, and he be like, "Hey, you know, in that next election season, what? Weezy, remember you was
I mean, no, unless he get convicted again, what? It ain't nothing you can do for me, homeboy.
Weezy gonna slide back
like reneging on your pardon, right, game.
Weezy gonna be like, I don't even talk politics. That brother gonna slide on out. Mm-mm. Weezy was playing the game, and I respect it. Now I understand what he was doing. Last piece of news. I find it very fascinating as Biden's cabinet has been getting released, how extremely diverse it is. It's still extremely old, but in terms of historically speaking, he has 54% men on his cabinet and 46% women, which compared to Trump and Obama are several percentages higher. Trump had what, like 16%, 17% women? He went really checked for women. But ethnically, it's extremely diverse. And he even just recently appointed the first transgendered member of the cabinet. But like I said, they're still super old. Like, I think most of his cabinet is 45 and over. With
I would say 45. That's not old. 45 is actually quite young.
Cabinet? I think 45 is young.
Okay, well,
45 is quite young.
55 is that?
No, 55 is not old.
What is old for you? 65?
65 is. I feel like 65 is like average.
Yeah, 65 is average. If you like over 70, I don't know, because I think even 70 is pretty average in terms of who's running the country. But if you like over 73, 74, like that's old.
So Joe Biden is old. Okay.
Yeah. He's the oldest president.
45. You think 45 is old?
I think
to be a cabinet member.
I said old.
To be
I said older. I said older, lady.
I mean, to be a professional skateboarder, 45 is ancient. To be in the NBA, 45 is ancient. Yeah. Like, but to be at that higher level in politics, yeah, 45 is young.
Yeah, I'll give you that. So, 55? Y'all say 70 something.
55 is young.
I feel like that's old. That's old.
To have reached that level in politics, yeah, like, to be appointed to a cabinet position,
you're like in the succession to become president. You think that 55 is old?
Yes.
I can't wait till you hit 55 and I'm gonna be looking at you like, sis.
And of course, when I hit 55, I'm gonna be like, I'm young, I'm spry. But right now, 55 is the new 20. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, 55 is the new 50. Like, so I mean, I guess I'm thinking in the paradigm of everything else is non-political. I was just like, man, his cabinet is still kind of old, but he does have his cabinet is older than Trump and Obama's. I'll say that. By percentage.
So you said 45, like as a guesstimate, or like is things you've read.
Say I'm literally 31% of his cabinet is between the age of 45 and 54. I'm looking at a statistic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would say 45
is old. Yeah, 8% is 35 to 44 years old. Obama's was 18%.
That's infantile. I mean, is that a word?
Yes, that is a word.
Yeah, that's
I'll give you that. That is 35. Is, yeah, that's really, really young. I don't know why I thought 45 was old, you know, but hey, when I get 45, I'm gonna pretend this conversation never happened. That is all the news that I have. Carry on.
Oh, you didn't have no news about Ava DuVernay?
I almost said something really, really disrespectful, but the Lord reeled me in.
Well, I'll go next. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about Michelle Obama slaying the inauguration. Ooh, honey, we saw all the other people, but Michelle,
what other people?
Came out. Yeah, I mean, you know, we saw Kamala had her little
I was not here for her. I wasn't impressed at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I was more impressed with Jill Biden.
Yeah, I thought Jill
was interesting.
Her cream coat with them flower detailing, that was nice.
I was not more impressed than Kamala Harris with Jill Biden.
Kamala, it didn't do it for me.
It was interesting.
I think it was the monochromatic looks of everybody. Like when you in a monochromatic, like that just, I would not put her above Michelle, but yeah.
Well, interesting enough, they had the same designer create their outfit looks for the inauguration day.
Michelle and Kamala did?
Yes.
No, they didn't.
Both black.
And two different black guys. It was two different black guys. So
there's two different black guys that did Kamala, and the same black guy did Michelle's.
The light-skinned guy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
27-year-old African-American male. He is also queer, so they made sure that they represented everyone in their fashion day choices. So shout out to supporting black on a day that is historically white.
Which Kamala look did he do? The all purple one?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you know?
He did the all purple. Yeah, the all purple.
Interesting.
I'm not necessarily mad at the monochromatic. I just didn't think that was the best color choice for her.
Yeah, I agree.
The color was intentional.
Yeah, but they could have done a different shade of purple.
It may have been intentional, but it wasn't flattering. Which is what I'm talking about. I mean, the spirit behind it might have been awesome. The execution
I didn't agree. Photograph. Because there were other shades of purple all throughout the kids, the stepchildren, the other people, other ladies. That purple was not the best. I agree. It wasn't the best for her. But shout out to them shouting out, you know, women's suffrage and all that stuff. But
But Michelle did look good, and she probably was the best looking woman there. But you know,
with the bang,
Did y'all see the memes? It was just like, and Michelle Obama has arrived with a guest. Michelle and guest are here.
Shout out to Michelle and them bundles, and shout out to her hairstylist. Ooh, what's her name? Yanae.
Yeah, she's some black girl. Yeah.
Yay, damn too? Girl.
Oh, she don't got the black man no more? Y'all remember the black man she
had? Huh? No, this girl has been doing her hair for a while. Yeah. This girl's been doing her hair for a while. At least since, when she did her book tour, this girl was doing her hair. And I looked her up on Instagram on the day, like, I was trying to find out who did Michelle Bundle. So I was Googling. And found her on Instagram. The girl was at, I'll say like, it was under 25,000 followers.
Huh.
Today, she grew by 60,000 followers.
Wow.
Off of Michelle Bundles.
I mean, she had that lady's hair. I mean, my God. That was laid.
Yeah, the crowd was going crazy with Michelle Wilder.
Yeah.
You know, the crowd, it wasn't really a crowd. But you know what I mean? The few people that was there really liked Michelle.
Yeah, she looked good. Yeah, she looked great.
She looked great.
And her hair looked really good on a book tour, too, so it makes it sense did. That she here then as well.
Yep. I think, I don't know if she's been doing it since they've been out of the office, but I know I saw clips of that girl doing her hair on Michelle's book tour. So
because she had the black man in the White House.
What'd you say?
I said she had the black man in the White House.
Yeah. Mm. The change in her hair is something that I noticed when the book tour started and the whole post first lady life. Mm-hmm. It was like, your nails done got a little longer.
Your nails done
got a little higher. Your wrist got a little braided.
Waist and got snatched, you know.
And her hair looked different. Not that her hair didn't look good before, because I think her hair looked good when she was in office. But it's a difference between like when you want your hair to look good when you in the office in corporate America versus how you get your hair done for homecoming. You know what I mean? She came with a homecoming look for inauguration.
Yes, she did.
She's all free, honey. Right. I'm just here because I'm supporting. I ain't got to do nothing else.
She did. Mm-hmm. That's a great analogy.
That's great. One more inauguration. Did you guys see who escorted Kamala? Yeah. It's inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
The man who you didn't know what he did.
Uh-huh. I said, well, I said, I know you now. You came up with her. Come on, you get the people out the way now. You're taking her in to where she gotta go.
So I missed it because I had a conference call at work. I was trying to watch it, but then people was calling me. So I had heard that he was supposed to be escorting her, but he escorted her from where to where exactly? I missed that portion.
He brought her
into- I feel like he just, yeah, I think he just walked her into, like, onto the platform.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because I thought that was, based on the description, I thought that's what was going to happen. So then when I missed it, I was trying to Google it and I couldn't find no photos. So I was like, okay, well, maybe that's not what happened. Because it was photos of him with them outside and the bike walking in the street or something. And I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is not what they was talking about. But okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, he did that too. He was with them there too. I really don't know what an escort does outside of the, ceremonial. So maybe he was just walking with, I don't know. But yeah,
I ain't see all the walks because, I had to work, but because I ain't see the convoy, I just watched them get sworn in. I really need to get some work done. So, one more thing. So, a lot of people have, since this inauguration, I just feel like a weight has been lifted off their shoulders, just taking a deep breath. Another person who feels that way is our director of the National Institute of Health, or actually it's the Institute of Allergy, but Anthony Fauci was just like, I feel like I can actually talk about science and what's happening with COVID without repercussions now under this new administration. So he...
Go ahead.
I was about to say, so he had an interview where he would jokingly say, can't say that, And he was like, no, I was dead serious. I could not say that without repercussions from the President of the United States. So we'll see what happens within these next few months about what he will say that he hasn't been saying this past year in the pandemic.
Well,
can I just say, Dr. Fauci is 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really?
Yeah. He's a good looking 80.
He's a really good looking 80.
He just turned 80. I want to say it was like Christmas Eve. It was around Christmas time. I think it was Christmas Eve. That man is 80 years old.
I wouldn't have guessed that. He looks good.
That is like, when I heard his birthday and he turned 80, I was like, man, my mind is blown. Man, I need to eat me some more vegetables or something. That man looked about 20 years younger than 80. Yeah. I'm like,
what is his name? Yeah, is he Italian?
I don't know. I feel like he's Italian. Yeah, I would guess from the way he's talking.
Yeah. And then Fauci sounds like it's Italian.
Oh, that's true.
Wow, 80. Yep. That is,
yeah, girl, Christmas Eve.
That's freaking amazing.
80 years old.
Wow.
Yep. I'm gonna slide on in here. We talked a little bit about pardons. I was gonna slide in there, but you know, I think Camille jumped in before I got to. Somebody else who's
stealing stories. Don't you hate when people steal your story that you wanted to share on?
I just want to say somebody else that got pardoned that I was. Yeah, I was shocked by was Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yes, that seemed very random to me.
Yeah, like I don't understand. I don't know what happened. Like, I feel like it's so for those who don't know, Kwame Kilpatrick was a mayor of Detroit. He, you know, went down in, you know, some issues with some bribes and some kickbacks, and, you know, what was the name of that? I don't remember.
Crime Town.
Yes, it was Crime Town. Yeah,
they have season two, maybe.
They have seasons. Yes, I was about to say they have seasons, and one of the seasons was on Kwame Kilpatrick and his whole reign, how he came to power, all of this stuff. Yo, Kwame was that nigga. Like, yeah. Kwame's be walking around with an earring in his ear. He ain't give a damn. He ain't get no hell. He was the pinstripe suits. Like, that nigga was a pimp. You hear me? Pimp mayor. You know what I'm saying? So, was he the one that was a hip-hop mayor?
Yeah. Was it Russell Simmons that said that about him?
I think so, yeah. During his, like, campaign, or after he got...
It was some event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he got caught up in a little, you know, corruption scandal. Just a typical politician thing. You know what I mean? Like, nigga just wanted.
It was a little more atypical.
Just a tiny bit. Well, I'm gonna tell you why I'm downplaying it a tiny lot, because that nigga got 28 years over what the hell.
Yeah,
that was insane.
That was stupid.
Like, nobody. Well, I said nobody died. Somebody did die. That, I mean, you know it. Y'all got to listen to that podcast. That podcast was good.
Ooh, it's so good.
What is it called?
Like, what?
Crime Town. I don't think I've heard about that one.
Yeah,
he did what with who, and they said what, and she said what, and they was under oath, and what happened? It's good.
Wow. It's good. And then notice how I said, I'm like, nobody died. Like, for what he got convicted for, nobody died.
That's an important statement. For what he got convicted for, 28 years is extremely excessive. Now, compared to everything he allegedly did, but that's a different case. That ain't what he was convicted of. That's like OJ. That's like OJ. Yeah. OJ's sentence was completely excessive for what he got convicted for.
Yes. Yep, they trying to that's what they be doing. They be trying to get, you know, since I couldn't get you there, I'm gonna get you here because I have evidence here, and I'm gonna give you the max. So he got convicted, and his sentence was 28 years, and Trump pardoned him or commuted his. I don't know the difference. I should know the difference. His sentence was commuted. And he had like 21 years or so to go. Like, so, I mean, that's a big damn deal. Like, he didn't even serve half of his sentence, and Trump commuted his sentence. So I, like, that shocked me. Like, I didn't even know he was on the list of consideration. But honestly, like, I felt like, because I know he had, like, Kwame had petitioned Obama for clemency. And, you know, I don't know what happened, but Obama didn't do it. So, yeah. So you know, because you remember back in the day when, like, in the 90s and early 2000s, when folks was dropping Trump and they rap songs, and Trump was like I feel like Trump hedging his bets. He like, that's the hip-hop president, there go the rapper over there, the what's Dwayne Carter? Yeah, him. Mm-hmm. Give me a little Kodak Black, you know.
Give me a little Carter,
maybe I can do something. Maybe I can do something for me, you know, in the event that, you know, my election shit don't happen in 2024. In the event that I'm in jail, you know what I'm saying? You know.
He's trying to buy a little tree crib. Put in a good word for me before I get jail.
Right. So yeah, I was shocked by that. Yeah. One other thing that I wanted to say was, so among a ton of things that, like, Biden came into office and basically was like, I'm undoing all this shit, like, mm-hmm. everything.
Immediately.
Like, right now, like, okay, I'm my hand on Bible, soon my hand off Bible, give me the pen, let's undo. So he he rejoined the climate agreement, tried to expand DACA, literally everything. One thing though that I wanted to mention was, so Trump on you know, what better day than MLK Day, released a report called the 1776 report that was done by the 1776 Commission. In this report, it was a 41-page report in which, you know, they identified all things like, you know, progressivism and racism and identity, but you know, racism be different words for different people, but you know, mm-hmm. racism and identity politics and all these things are what is, those are the challenges to America, you know, people, you know, running and going siloing and arguing under, you know, these identity politics, women fighting for women's rights and black people fighting for black rights, civil rights, and also like all these identity politics. That's the problem with America. And then also, you know, it was some stuff in there about slavery, and it was almost like apologizing for slavery, not apologizing in the sense that it's like, it was bad, we shouldn't have done it. Apologizing in the sense that, like, it had to happen. Like, slavery was a necessary thing. Oh, okay. And that, you know, it's important to remember that America was not the only, you know, you have to put it in context of the time of when slavery happened. And, like, it was trash. Like, trash. But this commission wrote this report in response to the 1619 project. Are y'all familiar with that?
The teaching, mm-hmm. like the training they were trying to do within the workforce in California?
Well, so no, the 1619 project was done, I can't remember her name. She's like a scholar in, I can't think of her name right now. I can see her face. She got like yellow hair and whatever. Hannah, but she's like a black woman. Yes, that's her. She is a black woman, and she did like tons of research on
that podcast.
There was a podcast, but it was a report, basically. Oh. Like, it was like a scholarly work, and then alongside it, she had a podcast. Huh. And basically, it was like the report was more than the podcast. The podcast was good, but the report was real good. Like, the effects and impacts of slavery on like every aspect of American life, from healthcare, like why America refuses to have free healthcare for people, to I think she had highways and how highways were constructed, like to sugar, to why sugar is such a primary thing and why it's bad, or how basically it was like, y'all remember this whole like thing when it was like salt was like the bad thing, but like in actuality sugar is like worse, but like how that even got like slipped under the radar, and people like it was really, really, really good. Like, and she ties everything into slavery and racism and all of that, like everything that is in the fabric of America, you can tie it to racism and slavery. And that report was hugely controversial, obviously. And so this was Trump's answer, the 1776 Commission. And yeah, so this trash report he released on Martin Luther King Day 2021.
So wait, when did this commission, like, when did this whole thing, this
I don't know. I released. I didn't hear about it until the report released. So I didn't know nothing about it until the report released. So I don't know how long they had been working. I know as soon as 1619 came out, though, that like people were up in arms. And like, because I remember it was like this whole push, what Kika was saying earlier about diversity trainings and all that stuff. Like, they were trying to use this as a tool to teach in schools, like the 1619 project. They wanted to teach it in schools. They wanted to teach it in diversity trainings in the government and all this other stuff. So it was like a push for it. And I remember Trump pushing back against it. This was some years ago, though. So I don't know if he commissioned the team then. I don't know. But that's one of the things that Biden was like, we getting rid of this shit. Like, this shit is gone. So on MLK Day, I heard about it on, like, I think Michael Eric Dyson was on CNN and I heard about it. So I Googled it and found it on the White House website and I read it. And I was like, man, this trash. And then on Inauguration Day, Biden was like, this is gone. Like, so he signed some executive order rescinding the report. So just now I go to Google it and it says error 404, page not found. It is no longer on the White House website.
Snatched it off the wing.
Holy cow.
It's gone.
Wow.
So yeah.
Okay.
It's probably in the archive somewhere, I'm sure. But
yeah. Of course. Nothing on the internet ever goes away.
Right. That link is gone. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. But that's all I got. Any final thoughts anybody has?
No, I'm just shocked that you only had that.
Well, y'all, everybody took most of everything.
I hate when that happens.
Like how I took that Ava story from Kika, just like that.
Well, so guys, thanks for listening. Bye.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.